This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got 3 hours left in the show, so plenty of time to be asking your questions. And we do have somebody on the line that we're going to get right to. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ellen is in Manchester.
Ellen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, yes, hello.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if it's too late in the year to plant some arborvitae. I was at a box store recently and saw quite a few healthy, arborvitae. Would you, the weather's still kind of warm. Is this a good time of year to put some in the ground, or what would you recommend?
Well, so, you know, this is the thing, right? So right now, a lot of these places are just trying to get rid of them, or they have some on sale, or they have some in general. And as long as you can put a shovel into the ground, the plant should do all right. Right? It's just like, at this point, it's not going to push its root system. It's not going to do those things. But what's going to happen is the ground is going to freeze around the base, and it's not going to really harm the root system, because it would just be like if the pot was above ground, it's just going to freeze the same way. Just below ground, it'd be fine to do. And, you know, this is one of the things where it's kind of like that living Christmas tree aspect of it, right? So some people have a living Christmas tree. Well, the idea behind that is you need to put it in the ground as soon as possible after. There's nothing there that says, all right, you have to do it by this date. As long as you can dig a hole and put a plant in the ground, it should do well for you, and it's going to allow it to get ready for that next season without having to worry about as worrying about the root system, because really what's happening is the plant is going dormant anyways. So if you can do it, really have at it. And right now, I mean, you can put a shovel still in the ground. The ground's not frozen yet. I'd say maybe in another week when we get some temperatures that are going to be more seasonable, more in the 30s, the ground will start to freeze that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can do it, you know, and just still do it with like a starter fertilizer anyways, like a Biotone. You know, add the Biotone to the soil. It's really just going to help with some of that that shock that'll kind of pop up in the spring as well. But it'll get the soil ready, get things going for you. So I would still use like compost, all those things that you normally would. Nothing really changes in the planting aspect of it. The only thing that's changed is just the ground is just getting close to freezing. So you really can do it. I see no problem in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I apologize, but if I wanted to avoid the extra preparation at this time of year with the fertilizer, wait until spring. Now you're going to think this is crazy, but can I just put the this as is with the pod and just, you know, put it in the ground and then dig it up in the spring, or would you not suggest that?
No, I mean, you could do either, honestly, because it's at the point where it's going to take some timing, right? It's not going to hurt it. So you got to just make sure that in the spring, right, you don't wait too long to dig it back up. Because if we wait too long, it can start to develop some of those roots and go into the soil. And then when you pull it up, it could rip some of them and really give them into shock. So either way, you know, the other thing is to say you don't want to put it in the grounds and you have a spot in the side of the house and you don't want to dig anything up, you know, put them all together, group them together, and then, you know, get some mulch and mulch over the top of everything and around the containers. That way it kind of keeps the temperature the same throughout. But what it'll also do is you don't have to plant right away. It's going to insulate the plant, and that's kind of the idea that you're looking for, that would be the same as putting them in the ground. So, you know, that might not be a bad idea, especially if you don't have a lot of extra time, you know?
Yeah, no, that's an awesome suggestion. Or suggestions. I appreciate that. That's tremendous. All right, and I have one more question.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah. I've been doing work at a friend's property. The place hasn't been landscaped in years. There are leaves, you know, just thick layers of dead leaves.
Yep.
This is the time. I shouldn't wait until spring. And this is the time of year to pull all that debris and the dead leaves up, right? Or is it more beneficial to wait in the spring? I don't know what I'm in. What the leaves are insulating? You know, it's just.
I would wait. Honestly,
you will wait. Okay.
You know, at this point, so what's kind of starting to happen is those leaves, they're kind of composting. They've been there for years, right? So underneath is breaking down. It's actually helping the soil that's underneath. And what also happens this time of year, where leaf piles or leaves are in general, the pollinators look for some place to hibernate and go for the winter. So what will happen is if you wait until the spring, wait until some of the early pollinators start to emerge, and then clean up, it's going to be more beneficial for the garden around it. And it's also going to have more time to break down those nutrients under there so that when you do move it, you're going to notice the soil that's underneath it is actually a bit richer than the rest of the yard. You know, I would wait until probably like April-ish, mid-April, to remove it, just because right now there's a lot of benefits from it. You know, and so one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I asked you that question because I was underneath you can. Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm glad I asked you that question. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of think about it and you're like, oh man, I could do this right now. I have some time. It's a little bit warmer, but at this point, let's say you know, wait till spring. It's going to help protect the plants that are around it. It's going to help all of those things. It's only going to benefit you to wait on it at this point.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Alan. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's those little things about thinking about, right? So I push all my leaves into the edges of the woods, into some of the planting beds. You kind of just leave them, knowing that some of it will break down the underneath, and the soil underneath will be so much nicer. I still have a couple piles in my side yard that I left all of last year. Well, last season, excuse me, so last winter. And then this spring, I took a good amount of the top level off, but left that bottom level. I can't wait to see next spring how that soil is underneath it, because you could see that it was breaking down. And, you know, the leaves are a natural compost. They're beneficial, easy to do. So this is just something to take a look at and say, hey, you know, one less thing to do. Worry about some of the other little things that you need to do before the season's over. So, anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show for you. If you have some questions, you can call us. And we will definitely do everything we can to help you out. And we'll go from there. One more time, that number is 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, really just getting started this morning. The sun's, I wouldn't say the sun's coming out, but it's lighter out there. It's rain later in the day. So the morning is the better time for you to get out there, go for a walk, get some things done around the yard. I said in the 6 o'clock hour, I actually, yesterday it was warm enough where I went out and sprayed wilt proof on my plants, so that, I could actually protect them. Right? That wilt proof is a, anti-desiccant that holds the moisture in the plants from the winter winds and the cold temperatures and helps them survive. So, we're looking at evergreens mostly. I did a PGM rhododendron that's at the side of the house where I actually noticed late in the season, and some of you probably saw this too, was it was actually starting to bloom again. In the fall, late fall, right? And I was like, no. I know that this happens sometimes, but I was just like, I got to do something to protect it. So, I looked at it and said, you might as well try it out and see what we can do. Because I noticed a lot of the, not a lot of leaves, right? Not as much to it. I didn't even really, think about it till it was too late to fertilize. So I'm going to fertilize those in the spring. Instead of right now, because I think it's too late to do that fertilization that we talk about doing in the fall. It's just a little bit late. So it'd be something that I am going to worry about in the spring and say, all right, I'm going to give it something. I also sprayed some big rhododendrons that have been here for a year. They're right on the side of the property, so they're not far from the main road, so that some of them might get hit with some of the salt, get piled up with snow, those things. The extra snow is going to definitely protect them. But I wanted to just give them a little extra protection. So Spent some time doing that yesterday, but it was just a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be. So it was a good day to be out there and do a few things. So hopefully you can get out there, do a few things as well, because, you know, we're getting to the point where we're not that far away from not being able to do much indoors. So, you know, maybe we're decorating today and putting up some lights, getting some wreaths, some garlands, some trees, all of those things, getting into that Christmas feeling now that Thanksgiving is over, right? Noticed as soon as that Thanksgiving holiday ended, I noticed in my neighborhood a lot of the lights came on. A lot of people were waiting until that holiday was over. It was nice to see. Now I got to get out there and do some of those things. But one step at a time. Let's do the show first. Let it warm up a little bit more. Still in the 30s. I'm good. But anyways, this is probably the last week where we'll be able to do a lot of work outside. I say that, I feel like I say it every week the past few weeks, but you just don't know what the temperatures are going to do, what's going to happen. But the long-term forecast is looking more colder from a week from now. Really, once we start hitting December, it'll start getting colder and getting that feel. So anyways, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do have a call on the line. We're going to bring him on, but go right to the break right after. So we'll start off. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. My question is, my daughter bought me a, via the mail, a rose bush.
Okay.
And it was just a stub, and I put it in a pot, and I got it to grow, and I couldn't find a place because we had construction, but anyway, I found a place to plant it, and I just planted it like a week ago.
Okay.
So it's all exposed now in the front of the house. I'm not sure how I can protect it from the winter because it's brand new into the ground.
Perfect. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight because there's plenty that we can do to protect it. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released a so-called death note written by the gunman Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked as a supervisor before turning the gun on himself. The gun, by the way, purchased legally before the shooting on Tuesday night. Huawei and ZTE are no longer allowed to sell communications equipment in the U.S. The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to approve the new rule. It's also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance equipment. $9.12 billion spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record, so says Adobe. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, was 63 years old. Online at USARadio.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jan, and she got a rose bush, planted it in a container, couldn't put it where she wanted to just yet. Construction, things go on, right? And wondering what she can do in order to protect it for the winter months. Now, how big would you say the rose bush is?
Right now, it's about 8 inches tall.
Okay, perfect. So... they actually, I'm trying to think the actual name, but there is a rose-like guard, which is made out of cardboard material, but it's got that plastic coating over it that is like a little teepee. But what it does is the top is open so that the plant, it could go around the plant if necessary. And so you could look at getting that to use it. They sell them in multiple sizes. You can find them online. There's also sometimes they have these like rose collars where it just goes on the outside around the plant. And for the winter months when it's cold and frozen, you can actually compact like mulch or leaves or salt marsh hay around the whole plant in order to help protect it from the cold and winter months, right? So what it's doing is this cone or this guard is acting as like a giant container around the plant, and you can just place everything in there around the plant once the ground freezes, is the way I like to wait, and it'll help protect it. That way you're not worrying about it during the winter months. There's other ones that would be like a little tent, like I said, that you can go over the top. Those, again, would be ones I'd fill with leaves or salt marsh hay at the same time to help protect it. Are you in southern New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire, central New Hampshire?
More around the Manchester area, so I guess more middle.
All right, so you haven't had a ground freeze yet, right?
No, not really. No.
So this is one where I would wait a little bit. You could put like this cone or something around it, get that started, because sometimes the cones that you have will have something to hold it into the ground, like stakes, right? And so you'd want to get that while the ground's not frozen. But then
what about a bucket?
What's that?
A bucket?
You could use a bucket. You just want to make sure that the top, there's air flow coming into the top of it. Some people will put like burlap around it. I'm just more worried about yours if you completely cover it where it's just like topped off and there's no airflow going into it. Like a bucket would be too much. If the bucket had, the top cut out, that would be fine as well. And then just fill it with the leaves. Because the thing is, you still, if you put a bucket over it with a cover like that, the water, if it's still, the ground's not frozen, water's not going to the base of the plant. It's going out further. And since you newly planted it, the root system is close to the stem. It's not out into the side soil. So it's going to be harder for it to really absorb it as easily. So that's why, you would need, a top off of it. You could even use, a big pot. Doesn't have to be like a 5-gallon bucket. It could be, a big nursery container. And you just cut out the bottom to just have something around it. It could be anything along those lines. You could take the little white fencing that they sell at a garden center to go around like a vegetable garden or something to try to help keep
I think I have some of that.
You make a circle around that. And then fill it in with the leaves once the ground freezes. Because I'm afraid that if we do it too early, it's going to open up the door for, rodents to come in, like squirrels, chipmunks. Because the ground's not frozen yet. And they're looking for a place to live. So it'll do the opposite effect of what you're looking to do. We're looking to protect it. But if we do it too early, and it sounds weird saying too early because we're almost in December, but the ground's just not frozen. And I just want to make sure the plant is completely protected. So you could get the fencing out there because you're going to have to put it into the ground a bit anyways, and you want the ground to be thawed. Build it around it and just know that in the next week to 10 days when the ground really starts to freeze, you're going to cover that whole area with leaves or compost or mulch or anything like that.
Okay.
And it would be okay if it was compost or mulch because a lot of the roses, we want to protect the crown, the base, right?
Because that's where...
Yeah, straw. The only thing with straw is straw can have weed seeds in it, right?
So, do you say... salt marsh hay.
Salt marsh hay.
Spread it. They called it straw, but I think it's salt. She said it was weed free.
Okay, then that's good. You can use that. I just like to make sure because straw has weed seeds, whereas salt marsh hay or some of the bales that come in like a plastic bale that's compressed, a lot of those are weed free as well. Because I don't want you to leave the straw there and then all of a sudden you have weeds coming up all around your roses and then you're wondering why.
Right.
Okay, so it's any of those things will help it.
Excellent. Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate your help. And I listen to you every week. And thank you for what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it, Jen. You have a great rest of your day.
And happy holidays.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And these little things of protecting some of your newly planted perennials, roses, shrubs, some of those things where we should be ready for what we can put down, but the ground isn't completely frozen. The more south you go, if you're going more towards the Cape, ground's not frozen. You can still be putting stuff in easily. Landscapers are still out there putting some stuff into the ground, like the arborvitaes. We were talking arborvitaes earlier. You can still put them in the ground if the ground's not frozen. It's not going to hurt them. It'll probably actually benefit them if they've already been dug up and ready to go, right? Because it's just going to put them into the ground where it'll just freeze and become one temperature throughout the winter versus that freeze-thaw effect if they were above ground. You know, a lot of garden centers, as they're putting plants away, some of the bigger plants, what they do is they line them up in rows and, you know, put them close. Some of them, you know, maybe it's 2x2, 3x3, and then they fill around the plants with mulch to cover the plants to protect the root system. You don't see them, you know, doing, you know, a lot to the above the plants because that's going to be okay. It would be like they would be, you know, out in your garden. But what they're doing is they're protecting the root system so that the root system doesn't have an issue with the drying winds, the cold temperatures and freezing, that type of thing. So just, you know, just think about it. Now, while I was saying that, I was kind of just thinking what else, like, you know, what other things we could be doing outside. And, you know, a lot of people use containers to plant outside, and maybe you leave them out during the winter. This might be the time to look at raising up those containers just a little bit, right? So if you have ceramic outdoor containers that you leave outside and they have something in it, make sure you lift them up a little bit, maybe using pot feet, or you use a couple, you know, flat pieces of stone in three spots to lift it up. Because one of the things that we tend to forget about is, you know, when we leave the planters out there, when we go to shovel and it's on like a patio or something, then we hit the pot. If the pot's frozen onto the patio, you could take the whole bottom off of that container, right? Because it just froze right to the ground. Now, we want it to freeze, the whole thing to freeze, but if it's up a little bit, at least if you hit underneath it, you're a better chance of hitting the rock and breaking the rock versus the container. Lets a little bit of airflow in it. If it freezes, it's got a thick layer of ice versus it's stuck to something. So that's another thing we could be looking at doing this time of year. Or you could just flip them over. Flip the containers over if you don't use them. Bring them into the garage. Get those things taken care of and don't just leave them out there to be affected long term. So that's something to be thinking about. Another thing to be doing this time of year. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we haven't talked a lot about houseplants today, but I'll do my weekly routine of making sure that you group your houseplants on inside, the ones that you've brought indoors. Bring them together. Make sure you create some humidity around them to allow your plants to feed off of each other. And no, they're not actually feeding. They're not taking nutrients from each other. They're just the moisture around it, that moisture in the air, the humidity, is huge for your plants. So just make sure that you're taking a look at it and doing that. All right? That's just one of those things it's like weekly, I want to make sure you do. You know, maybe it's every Sunday you spritz or spray the plants and create moisture. I'd want you to do it more often than just every Sunday. Because once you spray it, if you're only spraying a little bit, it only gives that humidity for so much time. So let's take a look at what you can do to make it better for your plants. So just some food for thought. The other thing, you know, if your plants have been inside for a bit, maybe it's checking them weekly and saying, all right, are there any insects on here? You know, are there any Is there anything that is affecting the plant long term? And you kind of just, that's what, you know, weekly is when we could be looking at things like that, saying, all right, you know, this is good. Plant doesn't need anything. So just some things to think about. I'm going to take a break in about a minute here. And on the other side, we'll definitely take a look at a few other things, right? You know, talk about some spring flowering bulbs. It's still time to plant them since the ground's frozen. You can also look at some free organic matter from our newsletter, seaweed. And then, I didn't even realize it. I didn't look at the newsletter until just now. One of the articles was preparing your roses for winter. And I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing these rose collars around them with mulch around it. And I'm saying, maybe I did listen to my father. Anyways, we'll go over that and more as time permits. But if you have some questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, I was talking about the newsletter prior to the last break here. And, you know, I was looking through it during the break, and I, you know, one of the topics was about protecting your roses. And the one thing I, you know, wanted to make sure I said out there is, you know, in the article it says, step one is to never prune your roses in the fall of the year. Your plant is covered and sealed with strong bark that helps prevent moisture loss caused by winter winds and sun. You know, it's kind of like, I forgot to kind of say that, but an 8-inch plant, you're not doing much for anyways. But you can actually, this is one word you want to protect and, do it after Thanksgiving, right? We're now after Thanksgiving. Ground's still not frozen. So maybe it's another week or so, but have everything ready, you know. Salt marsh hay, or mulch, or compost, leaves, any of those types of things, and you can cover it and put it around your roses. You know, you can use burlap. Burlap is porous, and it allows it to breathe. But you want to just make sure that you just allow something to protect it. We don't want to use plastic, like a plastic bag or plastic covering that has a complete covering on it, right? Because that plastic, we want it to be able to breathe. That's why we come in with those collars. They just go around it. They can be plastic. It's just we don't want it completely covered that way. Now, another thing that we started to talk about was the it was in the newsletter, was seaweed, right? This is the time of year where any of that seaweed that's at the beach, you know, you can use in the garden and to help, you know, add some nutrients to the soil. You know, in the article, my dad talks about how they would go to the beach, grab bagfuls of it, and bring it to the garden to cover the garden with about 4 to 6 inches, you know, if it's seaweed or leaves or whatever. And then, you know, it would get blended into the soil for next season, right? So, interesting little information of what you can do. You can use leaves, pine needles, any of that thing. And pine needles, you know, don't get nervous about adding too much acidity. It's not going to do it for you. There's not going to be too much acidity if you have tons of pine needles into the vegetable garden. So don't worry about that. But anything. A lot of people are just throwing it on there to help put that extra organic material on top of the garden for next year, right? So it's definitely something to be looking at doing. You don't need to do a lot to the seaweed, right? Some people will take it, they'll bring it home, they'll throw it on the driveway, wash it off, and let it dry out in the sun. Yeah, that's fine. You don't need to necessarily. You can actually kind of let it be. It's not going to be too much salt that's going to affect the garden or the vegetable garden. But if you're kind of worried about it, you want it to be a little bit drier so that when you do run a rototiller or something along the lines over it, that's when you would put it out. Let it sit on the driveway. Let it sit for a few days. Let the heat of the sun hit it. And not necessarily the heat because it's not warm, right? It's not hot. But the sun will help dry it out a bit, those types of things. So seaweed is an added benefit to your vegetable garden this time of year. Throw it on the top and making it work. Now, if you have questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Coming up in about a half hour, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. We'll talk some good stuff about some protolizer, some ice melt, and what to do to protect yourself during the winter months. So it's definitely you know, worth a listen to get ready for that next season. Questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take this break. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.